Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second, the second baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting third, the first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh, the catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second, the second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third, the third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fourth, the first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth, the catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Nick Culp. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler takes first base on ball four. O'Rourke moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. O'Rourke steals third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp juggles the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams strikes out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Culop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Culop reaches third base with a triple. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Culop scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel juggles the ball. That's an error on Uhel. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Schult moves to second. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill fires to first and picks off Fonseca. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Culup hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Culup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Uhel hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Burns reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerber. Burns scores. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Culup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson throws the ball into Sewell, who tags O'Rourke trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Wally Shang pinch hits for Spencer Adams. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ski Melillo now playing second base. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hodapp. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller pinch hits for Steve O'Neill. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.